In Hollywood, he was called the Prince of Piracy, a man who allegedly worked his way into studio screenings armed with a camcorder and an elaborate plan for distributing bootleg videos of star-studded films. Well, on Tuesday, his reign came to an end. Federal authorities arrested Johnny Ray Gasca in a Florida hotel room surrounded by recording devices and boxes of DVDs. Movie studios say piracy cost them an estimated $3.5 billion a year. Gasca was apparently so successful, the FBI calls the 35-year-old man the poster boy for the federal crackdown on piracy. Lorenza Munoz has been covering the story for the Los Angeles Times. She describes how authorities tracked Gasca down.
They were reacting to an anonymous tip they received saying that he was at this particular motel on this particular day.
A motel room in Florida. That's a long ways away from Hollywood.
Yes, he fled the custody of his lawyer more than a year ago. He was in Los Angeles. They went to a Long's drugstore, and he split.
When he was actually slipped away from his lawyer, he was on his way to trial for an arrest that was made in 2003. At that time, he was the first person charged under a federal crackdown on piracy. He'd actually been arrested several times before that. Why has it been so hard to stop him?
Well, he was actually the first person charged by the feds on a camcording case. There have been other people who have been charged on piracy, you know, uploading, downloading, things like that. But he was the first camcorder ever to be charged by the federal government. It's taken so long because I think it's very hard for them to catch these guys. The professionals know how to hide their wares and know how to prevent detection.
Gasca was known for making high-quality bootleg videos. What do we know about how he worked?
Well, according to the FBI, he had a very elaborate scheme for protecting his product. He would bring a couple of friends, actually three friends, to the theaters, have two sit on either side of him and one in front of him. So that would prevent anybody from walking in front of his camera where, you know, he was filming the movie. He also had an attachment to the armchair so that he wouldn't have to hold the camera, which would prevent movement. And apparently he also had a camera that was an adjustable belt so that it would elude detection. So it actually wore like a belt, but it was a camera.
So once he actually got the film on tape with his camcorder, would he go back and then make multiple copies of that for distribution or I guess make them available for downloading?
That's what the court file alleges, that yes, he would go back and either upload them on the internet or make copies and sell them.
When he was arrested, he was caught red-handed.
But that's what the U.S. Marshals are alleging, that they found boxes of DVDs and a movie actually being recorded on the television set.
Piracy, as we've said, is a major problem for the Hollywood studios. Is he considered a major player in this world?
Well, he's important to Hollywood because he's one of the few, really one of the handful of professional camcorders. It's, you know, it's one thing to go in with your little camcorder and try to tape a movie and it comes out with a head in front and it's shaking and the noise level's bad. But there are a handful of professional camcorders like Johnny Ray who can present pretty high quality stuff. And if this comes out before the movie's actual release, it can really put a dent on the studios, particularly in DVD sales. And that's where most of the revenue is coming from now, is from home entertainment sales.
Lorenza, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Lorenza Munoz writes for the Los Angeles Times.